Recorded Books and RB Digital present One Lucky Cowboy by Carolyn Brown, narrated by Brian Hutchison. Chapter 1. Slade Luckado tried to intimidate the petite dishwater blonde with a glare meant to drop her stone cold dead on the spot. Even if it didn't work, she'd know exactly how he felt about the situation and that he wasn't buying into her act. The fair-haired con artist with pecan-colored brown eyes would be gone in 24 hours, and that wasn't a threat. It was a solid promise. He might have just lost the first battle with his grandmother, but he'd be damned if he would lose the whole war. Jane didn't blink when she and the tall blonde cowboy locked eyes. She needed a place to hide for 6 weeks, and this was perfect. If he thought he could run her off, he had cow chips for brains. The opportunity had dropped in her lap at the bus station like an answered prayer from heaven. She could endure his cold accusations, and he could damn sure live with the situation for a few weeks. She'd stay out of his way as much as possible. She'd just seen how the evil male brain worked, and it was scary. Nellie Luckado, Slade's grandmother, could have danced a jig in a pig trough half full of fermented slop. Never had she seen Slade so angry. He was the cold, calm, collected, and slow-moving cowboy who never had a temper fit. She'd begun to think he'd never feel anything again. And suddenly he was ready to chew up railroad spikes, all because she'd brought home a stray, homeless girl. Well, praise the Lord and pass the biscuits, her prayers had been answered. Slade shifted his big blue eyes to his grandmother. I can't believe you drove to Wichita Falls. I told you I'd be here as soon as I could.
Ellen wanted to get home this afternoon, and she'd have missed her bus. Damn near did anyway, what with the wreck and all. Don't get your underbreeches in a wad. I drove. I backed out into a car. I've got damn good insurance that'll pay for the damages, and even if I didn't, I expect I could handle the amount. I was lucky to be sitting there when Jane Day got off the bus. Now I've got a driver, and you can get on back to your ranching and quit your belly aching about me hiring her. She told me on the way from Wichita Falls that this was her lucky break. Well, I reckon it's mine, too. And if you'll admit it, it's your lucky break because damn it all, Slade Luckado, you don't have to worry about driving me anywhere as long as she's here.
She's not a driver, she's a con artist. I bet Jane Day isn't even her name. It's so close to Jane Doe that she probably picked it from the air when you asked her. It doesn't even show any imagination. She's here to swindle you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?